SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a pause in their two-year war and the release of the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Across the globe, leaders are praising the announced first stage of a Gaza ceasefire plan.
Turkish President Erdogan thanked President Donald Trump for demonstrating the necessary political will, as well as Qatar and Egypt for facilitating the deal. Erdogan also said that Turkey would take part in a task force that would be responsible for overseeing the ceasefire agreement. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi hailed the deal as a historic moment. Speaking on Fox News' Hannity, President Trump said,
"The world has come together around this deal."
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer added,
"This is a moment of profound relief."
I'm Karen Chemer.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate voted again on a GOP plan to fund the government, and it failed for a seventh time. As the shutdown continues, President Trump says he's taking aim at Democrats.
"We're only going to cut Democrat programs. I hate to tell you. I guess that makes sense. But we're only cutting Democrat programs. But we're going to start that. And we have Russell. We can talk to you about it if he wants to. But we'll be cutting some very popular Democrat programs that aren't popular with Republicans, frankly, because that's the way it works."
President did not specify which programs qualify as Democrat programs. Across the political aisle, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said ending the shutdown requires a bipartisan solution.
"Unfortunately, to date, what we've seen from Republicans is an unwillingness to actually sit down and find a common sense bipartisan path forward."
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street. This is SRN News. There's a call for action in Nigeria.
Religious freedom advocates say it's time for the U.S. to take concrete action to end Muslim attacks on Christians in that African nation. Tens of thousands of believers have been murdered in recent years as the Nigerian government appears to be turning a blind eye. Didi Logason of Save the Persecuted Christians says, quote, "The genocide will not end until the international community and the Nigerian government are compelled to address it." Michael Harrington reporting.
A majority of Supreme Court justices seem to be leaning in favor of a Christian counselor who is challenging bans on so-called conversion therapy as a violation of her First Amendment rights. As we've reported this week, her lawyers argued that the laws passed in about half of U.S. states wrongly restrict voluntary, faith-based therapy. The conservative majority court seems unconvinced that states can restrict talk therapy aimed at helping a child abandon the homosexual lifestyle, but not the other way around. This is SRN News. Apple has introduced a new call screening feature for iPhone users to combat nuisance calls.
This tool is part of the iOS 26 update. The program allows users to screen calls from unknown numbers. When an unknown caller dials, a Siri-style voice asks for their name and purpose. Users then receive a transcription and can choose to answer or send a pre-written message.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart notes that Google already offers a similar feature. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has stopped next week's planned execution of Robert Roberson. He was set to become the first person in the U.S. put to death in a shaken baby case. It's the third time his execution has been delayed. Again, checking the numbers on Wall Street, the Nasdaq off, but only by 19 points. The S&P fell by 18. More details at srnnews.com.